Are you thinking about buying or selling a house? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preview with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions, make sure that you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, along with all of our publications, to include the Bricks Report, which has market stats for many of the different communities through the Twin Cities, along with our Facebook page, where you can follow us there, recording live around the noon hour most Tuesdays. All right, today we're going to be discussing knowing your loan and the importance of the lending process in the home shopping, right? There's a lot of companies out there that try to make it seem like this is something you don't need to have ready, and say that they can just get you a pre-approval right away, or a pre-qualification, I should say, right away, without taking the time to really figure out what it is that you want as the consumer and what you qualify for as a consumer. And this can cause some huge issues. So today in studio, we have Chad Preby. Thank you again, Bell Bank Mortgage, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks and for having me.
Jebediah Schwarzbuckler, no, Joe Schwarzbauer from Great Elk Properties, Bricks Real Estate. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you to have me. Thank you for having me.
Just throwing you off.
You threw you off.
All right. So, and we were just talking about that, Joe, how the lender, the lender's reputation.
It's hugely important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of times in the market that we're in, it's the difference between winning and not winning. I mean, I just had a loan specifically that we were up against a Bell lender, and they chose the Bell lender because the two offers were basically identical minus the lender.
Right. Yeah. Right. So they went with the very reputable lender.
And it's important.
And just because a company is big does not mean it's reputable.
Right.
Right. Right? And that's something that we see. And you shouldn't always just jump immediately to your banking institution that you bank with necessarily either. And so often we see people, you know, I'll just be like, well, do you have any recommendations for a loan officer that were given to you? Do you have a reputation or a relationship with a loan officer that you've worked with in the past? And they'll just be like, no, I just went to my bank.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, that's one place you can go. But it's good to shop it around a little
bit. Look at your options.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's our system is set up to allow for that.
Well, it's one of the biggest purchases you ever make. If you don't shop around, it's just not a smart move in all reality.
Right. So first I want to go through the shotgun approach and how we see a lot of people approach this situation. Okay, so they come across a home that they like, whether that's a house down the street, whether that is a property they came across online, and they want to go see it right away. They have not been pre-approved. They have not been pre-qualified or whatever. They haven't done anything, right? And even worse, if they have a house to sell, right? And it's the mindset of, well, I just want to go look at it. I don't want to do anything until I go look at that. Well, that's starting that snowball of failure lining itself up, right? Because you took away one of the biggest, most important things, which is, well, this may be the sale of your home, and how are you going to manage that with your financing? And you're going out ready to potentially make an offer without figuring out those two pieces of the pie first.
Yeah, not knowing what you're going to sell for, not having your home ready to go on the market, you know, doing those simple upgrades that can be done to make sure you're getting the most out of it.
Right. Right. So, you know, you end up going and looking at that house, and you find out you don't like the house. Okay, so be it. You avoided disaster. But you're still not taking that step to start the pre-approval process because you're not ready to do that because you haven't found a house you like yet.
Backwards.
And as we've talked about previously, that you are not ready to be looking at homes until you've done that because you're doing it completely opposite of the way that a smart home buyer will do that. And so,
speaking of smart home buyer,
hey, we have this guide under publications at BricksTwinCities.com called the Smart Home Buyer, and it will go through the steps you want to take. I mean, leveraging the market, leveraging knowledge can save you tens of thousands of dollars on loans, on homes,
literally
the whole process, make you more money on your house, to take a little bit of time and go, oh, if I do everything I thought, but I just change the order of it, I can be really successful in this process.
Put right. you in a much better position.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the term, putting the cart before the horse.
That's
okay?
a real thing.
Right? So this is a real thing. I'm sure people listening out there are shaking their heads. They're going, yep, I've done that. Or nodding their heads, I should say. Yep, right? Yep, yep, I've gone down that path. The key is catching yourself. Hey, I see this home down the street I like. Okay.
I wonder if I can afford it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to continue with the shotgun real quick. So you keep looking, and you have an agent that's not willing to step out and say, hey, you really need to do this. This does not make sense. So they're just being a yes person to you, opening doors. Boom, you're ready. You find a house. You like that house. Now you hop online to fill out an application. And then you get a pre-qualification letter from a not-so-reputable lender versus a pre-approval letter. And now you're going head-to-head against somebody who did do the right steps.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. I don't mean to cut you off. But, you know, there's a big difference between a pre-qualification and a pre-approval. So, you know, when you talk about reputable lenders, local lenders, they're going to take their time with you to collect documentation like your pay stubs, your W-2s, your tax returns. They're going to want to look at your assets like your bank statements, your retirement accounts.
Right. And at the end of the day, every lender is going to do that. And you're not going to avoid that. So if you think, oh, that's a lot of work, if you go to the online lender, they're still going to do it. But see, the problem is they're going to do it probably post-offer. And then they're going to give you a whole bunch of news that you're like, well, you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that. And now that snowball of failure is even bigger.
Yeah, now you don't even qualify to buy the house.
You don't even qualify, or your interest rate is way off.
Right.
All these expectations have just crumbled. And now you may be having your hand forced, in a sense, in something you weren't prepared for, all because you weren't ready to start shopping for a loan. So instead you went that shotgun approach.
Yeah, you want to have your pencil sharp. I mean, like you guys mentioned already, this is a fast-moving market.
Right.
So when you're coming to me, and I have a gentleman right now where, you know, he's already looked at a house, wants to make an offer, but has not applied. And it's okay. We're going to do that. We're going to make it great.
Right.
But it's going to be stressful on him. And I told him up front, this is going to have to go like this, just by, you know, documents, everything just like this in order to close within that time frame. So just setting that expectation correctly up front is key to success. But you don't want to go that route if you can't help it, because buying real estate isn't a rush. You know, then you start making decisions that might not be the best decisions. Or if your loan officer pulls your credit and notices you may have some high credit balances or maybe some things on your credit that you can correct or
fix.
Right, which gets you a better interest rate.
Jump that credit score up 30 points. Now you're talking about a better rate, a better loan program, and a totally better situation down the road for you financially. So.
Right. I mean, these companies love when you don't apply until the last second because they're able to completely just – take
this
100%. Yeah, 100%.
They don't leave you with any options.
Yeah,
right.
And you don't have any options because you went the wrong order.
You're too far into it at that point.
So, you know, the key is apply right away. Mm-hmm. Yes, you probably are going to see a home that gets you excited. That's what happens.
That's good.
Right?
It's part of the process.
Then, then you step back and go, okay, what is the order that we're going to do this in? Mm-hmm. Put this together. Give yourself some time.
Right.
Even if you see a house that you like and you want to make an offer on it, you know, there are things you can do, the contingencies that you can put in place to give yourself a little breathing room there to set yourself up. But just, you know, find that reputable local lender, and maybe that is with the bank that you're with.
Right.
Maybe that's with, you know, a recommended loan officer.
It's your decision.
Maybe it's with
buyer.
Chad, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to recommend going with a loan officer that's going to be available for you, not only in the evening time, but on Saturdays and Sundays, because that's when you're not working and you're out with your agent looking at properties. And if you can't get numbers or a pre-approval letter on the weekend or in the evenings, you're not going with the right loan officer.
I don't know what the stats are on it, but I got to say that the vast majority of offers are accepted on the weekends.
Yep. Evenings or weekends. Yep.
Exactly.
That's when we're writing them. So you want to find somebody who's working when you're looking, because that 9-to-5 banker's hours, it's going to hurt you. It's going to bite you. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get into some of the different loan products and how those may have advantages or disadvantages, depending on who you are. We'll be right back.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com. Or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493. Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. I have Joe Schwartzbauer, Grey Duck team with Bricks Real Estate in studio, and Chad Preby, Bell Bank Mortgage. Today we're talking about knowing your loan and how important it is to do this very early on in the process. You know, for first-time buyers out there, this could be the difference between getting qualified for the right loan for the home that you're looking for and the wrong one.
And over the course of a loan, saving tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
What did I say that I was going to touch on as soon as we came back?
I'm blank. Products.
There was that, but then the credit pull.
Oh,
yes, the credit pull.
Yeah, good one.
Right. So there's this myth that you're going to destroy your credit by going out there and applying for a loan. And
right. I mean, what is typical that it does ding your credit on that hard pull?
It's a couple points here and there, but I tell
two to five.
If you have that good credit score, or even if you don't, it rebounds fairly quickly.
Right.
And that only happens for the first pull within 45 days, I think it is.
Exactly.
Right. And so the point of that is to prevent mortgage or fraud in general, right? That's the whole point of the NIX. So you're not going out there. When somebody says it's destroyed their credit, you can almost always look and you'll find, they charged up huge on a credit card, then they applied for other cars, went and bought a car, they did this and that and the other thing. A 30-day late. That's what wrecked their credit, not applying for a mortgage. Actually, we just came across, I think, somebody who was like, I applied and it was like a 50-60 point hit. And I'm like, there's something else going on.
It was something else that was going on.
Yeah. I think it was a 30-day late.
Exactly. Sounds like a 30-day late.
So,
and one thing, too, you cannot get a loan until you have your credit pulled. So, and it's never too early to apply. I tell people this more often than not, is your credit report's going to be good for 4 months. So 120 days.
Yep.
After that 120 days, if you're in the market still but not as actively looking or maybe decided to go another route, we don't pull your credit again. You know,
it's supplying new pay stubs. That type of thing. Has anything changed? And you can get a new approval.
Correct. Oh. Yeah. So pulling your credits, that is the most important piece of the puzzle. But it allows me as a loan officer to evaluate your financials, look at your credit report. If there's things that I can do to increase your credit score, like we touched on, it's going to allow you to have possibly more buying power, a lower interest rate, which is going to save you thousands of dollars in the future and get you into a better loan program. And get your offer accepted with certain loan terms, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the typical, you know, shotgun approach consumer is looking at it from, I don't want to apply because I'm going to wreck my credit, and then what's your interest rate? And it's like you are completely worried about the wrong things.
Exactly.
You are 100% worried about the wrong things. You need to reverse your priorities and start out with what loan product works for me, right? Because on any given day, Chad, what's the spread of rates you could give somebody?
It could be huge, but the thing is, too, is like if I'm buying a townhome or a condo, that may determine what type of loan product I go with.
Right.
You're not probably going to look at an FHA loan.
Right.
You're going to most likely look at conventional. Mm-hmm. But different credit score buckets determine that interest rate. So there's so many different things.
And then you can do lender credit and buyer credit, and you could get a point or whatever spread.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, we have one right now closing soon where – you know, young lady buying her first house, she doesn't have a ton of money in the bank, but we looked at Minnesota Housing Down Payment Assistance, but determined that if I bump her rate up, not quite 0.5%, which seems like a lot, but it got her back almost $2,500 in lender credits to offset the money that she did not have. And now we're going with a straight conventional loan without down payment assistance.
So right, which then is a better rate, right?
Better rate.
Much better.
You don't have a second mortgage to pay on, which is your down payment assistance money. Not saying that's a bad loan, but that's why we want to start the process early.
You got
to
know the whole picture
things,
of everything, right?
So,
to figure out what is the best.
So, yeah, it's going at it from, well, what is it I'm looking for as the buyer?
Right.
Right? Because, again, if you go with what's my rate, you just – I mean, how well did the surgery turn out? Right? That's asking the question before the surgery even started.
Right.
Have you recovered? Do you feel good?
Right.
Is everything good?
Right.
Right? That's asking the rate right away.
Yep.
You know, what down payment are you looking to do?
Mm-hmm.
What term are you looking to do? How are you handling your closing costs?
Exactly.
Right? Those are the questions, right?
Property type, down payment, credit score. Those are the things, you know, how much you're going to pay in closing costs. Those are the things that drive that rate. So once we determine all of those factors, then we can determine what your interest rate is. And I tell you what, interest rates are amazing. So if you're out shopping for interest rates, you're gonna find a great rate regardless. So
right, if you shop around for it, you could find it.
You know what I say is anything less than 4% is a great interest rate, and we're sitting in the low threes depending on your credit score right now on a conventional loan.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and I will disclose that's not for everybody out there, but there's awesome opportunities out there. You can't borrow money for cheaper.
It's crazy.
You know, so
good time to buy in that sense.
If you're in the market, let's talk. Let's get the process started and just have a conversation.
We have a few minutes left of the show here. I just kind of want to do a quick rundown. So we got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know, of the different types of loan products. So let's start out with that MHFA, FHA, and or conventional. What is it?
Yeah, good question. So it's a good product. It's basically a conventional or FHA mortgage backed by a second mortgage funded through the Minnesota Housing. So basically you have – it's basically for somebody that has a qualifying credit score but not a ton of money in the bank.
Okay.
The minimum required money out of pocket is $1,000.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
So you can buy a house for as little as $1,000.
You can literally buy a house for $1,000. I like to prep my clients to have at least $1,500 in the bank,
mm-hmm.
just in case we're a little over. We can't usually get to $1,000.
Right.
So just plan on having $1,500 in the bank. Just one thing to note, too, that cannot be cash. It cannot be borrowed as far as a gift. It has to be sourced through your payroll or tax refunds, stuff like that.
Okay, so, let's jump on to FHA. Just straight FHA, no assistance.
Yep. FHA, another government loan, great loan to have. That's designed for someone that is most likely a first-time home buyer. It comes with a 3.5% down payment,
mm-hmm.
and it tends to cater to someone with a little less of a credit score, you know, your 640 to 680 range.
Right, and then let's jump over to the 3% down conventional.
Very popular loan program. 3% down conventional. You do not have to be a first-time home buyer. You just have to fit within the income brackets in the county that you live in or purchasing in.
And this one can make a lot of sense for that buyer who may have thought they were FHA but wants to do a townhome or condo, right?
Correct. The nice thing about that, and you just made a very good point there, is there's when you just do a standard conventional loan, there's going to be, if you're buying a condo,
right,
there's an adjustment on the interest rate for that purchase.
Right.
When you go through those Home Possible, Home Ready loans, that adjustment is not there.
Right.
So not only do you have a better interest rate, but if you're not putting 20% down, which most people out there do not put 20% down, you have a cheaper premium on your mortgage insurance every month.
So. Right. And this one can make a lot of sense where people go, well, why wouldn't I do the $1,000 down? The reason you wouldn't is because on the 3% is because you get a better rate, right?
You get a better rate. You can get a gift.
Yep.
Right? You can get a gift. You can utilize your 401k, any type of IRAs or retirement accounts. You can liquidate those accounts for your down payment. And we can talk about that when, you know, when the pro, when
there's a lot more
ready.
Options.
There's a lot of options out there, you guys. And it's
and then
it's
you kind of jump into the 5% down to 20% down or more conventional.
Which, correct.
Yep.
Yep. That's usually your step up buyer or, you know, mm-hmm. someone. And here's a good point, you guys. If you put six or if you borrow less than 95% loan to value, okay, of the value
yep.
of the house, we have a product. It's called single premium upfront mortgage insurance.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a nice one.
It is.
Yeah, it can save you a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
It can. Now, I don't always recommend it with that low of a down payment. You know, I'm looking at maybe 10% down or 15% down, and you want to have a credit score that's 720 or better to really make that product good for you.
Right.
But I tell you what, you can save hundreds of dollars a month by doing that single premium product.
Well, and then this is when I come across. I get this every once in a while. We got about a minute left, but the VA, right? That, mm-hmm. that some people think that you know that they've used it once that they can't use it again.
Oh, or no, a bunch of times. That's definitely wrong. Yeah,
yep.
definitely.
And almost always, the VA makes most sense of all products if you're a veteran.
Oh yes,
no question.
Yeah.
Absolutely, zero down, no PMI. Interest rates are amazing.
And you can put money down.
You can,
yeah,
absolutely.
I'm doing one right now where they're putting money down. They're putting $3,000 down. It's not a lot, but it's something anyway.
Right.
So the real key is when you figure this out, figure out all those pieces, the term, the down payment, what loan works for you. You want to remember that, right? As
yes.
a consumer, know your loan.
Yes.
Because as you're talking to your real estate agent, as you're structuring your offer, you know, it's like, you know, I'll ask a client, well, what kind of loan are you mm-hmm. looking at getting? And I don't know. It's like, well, that's a huge beast. Because
yeah. Well, and it can also matter for what types of houses you can even look at. There's some homes that will not accept FHA or VA.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, when we get into our after show on Facebook, let's chat
yeah.
a little bit more about that. Thank you again for coming in, guys. Thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.